Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
$89.99.
Because I would like to eat my spells.
What few you have remaining?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is this taking into account additional uses of your bard song?
No.
Okay.
I used two.
Okay, so that actually...
Did we restart the recording?
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it's recording.
Accidentally switched them around my chart. Total, we used 31 of the Cure Light and 14 of the Cure Moderate.
I know we had a second wand, didn't we?
Yeah, Andrew.
Anyways. Well, how many do we have left? 19 light?
19 light, 36 moderate. Assuming they were both fully charged.
Is it 50 or 75?
It's 50.
50.
Oh, I wrote 75 now.
Wait, we used 19.
No, we've used 31 of the cure.
Okay, who wants to be healed first? I'm going to use 4 charges at a time because it's going to take a while.
Okay. Do him first. He's like...
Well, get her conscious.
You're unconscious?
Yes, I was unconscious.
By how much?
9. Well, actually... 7.
Whatever.
I was unconscious for 7.
23. 4 charges down. Said there was 19 left, right?
Mm-hmm. We've got 15 left in Cure Light Wand.
This Cure Light Wand's gonna be bye-bye, by the way.
This one.
Steven!
What?
Whatever. Alec! 6, 10, 18... 22.
Alec,
are you down too?
Yes.
Well, don't heal him.
You can just walk into the pillars in the first room.
Or have your zombie hand just latch on him.
He was saying, he was asking.
I was talking about Amanda.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tyler, where did you hide my monster manual?
I just gave it to whoever wanted it.
Ryan had it last.
Thank you.
Amanda. 24.
11, 15. That was at 7 charges left on the light wand.
Steven!
That's
exactly
how much I need left.
I'm down 84. That puts me down to 62.
Okay, we've got 3 charges left on that wand.
Mm-hmm.
Just to heal 6. I heal 8. Mandy, you hit 2.
Whoa.
No one likes you, Steven.
Fine, I just want to get in combat. See how you guys like it.
Okay, should we break into the other one, Jessica?
Yes.
I'd like to get below 40, so I have at least 50 hit points to spend.
Okay, who's next? How many are you done?
69.
You're
62.
You're
60.
Oh, shit.
You guys are all down that far?
Yeah.
Dude, we all almost went unconscious. Well, 2 of us went unconscious.
I only have 30 hit points left.
All right.
Which for me is actually fairly close.
Steven. To I'm down 60 at least, and my hit points are less than that.
My hit points are about 66. Steven, 14. You, 13. Jessica, 12.
It says you healing or use my wand?
Wand.
How many did you use?
Three.
I'm good for now. I'm at down 42, so it means I have 57.
How many more do you want me to use? Because I'm stealing your wand now.
How dare you?
I asked permission first.
Yeah.
When we sell, we need to restock our wand supply.
Ding. How much is it? You're like 2 6.
A D8 plus one.
You still have a good number left, so if it went down to a reasonable number, I suppose we're fine.
Jessica, Alec, the one likes you today. Jessica, you are 12, Alec, 18.
Nice. Right here, I think that's 35.
Jessica, another 13. Alec, 15.
Okay, I'm down 20 hit points. You can stop on me now.
Jessica, do you want any more?
Yeah, give me one more.
11.
You know, just earlier, I never used my second rage. I'm going to today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, let's do this shit.
Let me buff myself.
First, let's...
Yeah, we should use the,
We might end up with a dispel thing right as we open the door.
Well, it's better to... Well...
It's better to buff now. Because if you do it... In combat, you'll take, like, a bunch of rounds.
Yeah, so... Okay.
And it's better to risk... Yeah.
So...
That's what Ryan's for. Find the traps.
Yes, find it. Go back in your chair.
Buff all you want.
Yes.
Death cord, please.
Yes.
Where am I at?
Yeah. Do you want your death cord cast on you?
Mm-hmm. I want to meet you.
Yes.
Thank you. Man.
Yes.
Awesome.
20 for searching the dough.
What did you roll on that?
8.
I'm gonna Benny that, because I don't want any kind of bullcrap going on.
There. Better.
Uh-uh. Or better.
24 then.
24? You set off 27 traps?
Awesome. What do they all do? Negative energy on Ryan?
No.
He explodes.
No,
there is a single trap, but it's a spell.
Okay.
It is an alarm spell.
Ah.
Can he disable it?
No, he will need a dispel magic or of something of the sort.
Hold on.
What?
Trap. Finding does not let you dispel spells.
Hold on. And just have third level magic kit.
Do you want the death ward?
hold on.
If you have use it on yourself. You can. I can put up with more damage. You're more important to keep up since you can heal.
What?
Or you want a death ward?
Oh no, I'm good. Huh. If I'm getting attacked by that big stuff anyways, I'm probably going down anyways. I'm hoping to sit back there, do a little bit of buffing, and then when the opportunity presents itself, I'll be like,
"Ow!" You run away?
And then I'll be like, "Ah!"
Basically, when it's down to its death throes, you kind of go, "Look, I finished it off with you."
Hey, in the beginning, I'm giving you guys buffs. That's the thing.
All right. So anyway,
and if she puts on glibness, you'll think that she did do all the work.
I know she won't because I have bruises to prove it.
No, you'll have a plus 20 on your sense motive.
Yeah, and I got plus 30 for my spell.
I'm sorry, there are certain things that start off.
Oh yeah, because totally, your perception is what everything should be based on. Considering the last room you guys were in, your argument has no base.
I just ignore her.
Hey, nobody.
I would like to note, this spell gives you, on average, an impossible DC.
Yes, but if I spend 30 seconds...
Steven, I can convince someone they're not wearing pants. And they're wearing them.
I don't see how that works, but okay. It's a spell.
Plus 30.
It's magic.
That's how it works.
It's magic. That's how it works.
It's obviously an illusion.
Anyways, are you going to dispel the door, or do you have...
I could...
if you want to spend the third level spell on it, go for it.
Yeah, it'll exhaust my bard songs.
I don't see
after
the point,
you guys
honestly.
Get haste.
They already know we're here.
We're pretty much
actually, they
be,
might not know we're here.
We're pretty
really,
much just
he told
be,
us at the very beginning.
Yeah, anyone in this thing would know we're here, but he is through this big door.
Okay, so the Baylor knew we were here.
We have no idea what the Baylor knew.
I'm just saying, it doesn't actually mean he knows we're here or not, but he might. It doesn't know. We don't know.
What the heck? We'll sound the alarm. But honestly,
okay.
It doesn't matter that much.
So, let's save your bard songs for other things, like healing spells.
All right, bard song. Or bard song.
Yes.
Yeah.
You will insert the 5 necessary items. You guys will hear a slight dinging noise.
Ding, bang!
Almost as though it's a doorbell. The doors will creak open.
See? Right. There you see? You'll know we're here anyway.
I think that was the alarm spell.
I think so too.
To the doorbell.
Oh, because it couldn't just be a fight. No, never.
It's better that way.
Yes.
It's always fun to have little nice additions.
It's great.
Ads! Alright, now I just have to see how long.
One thing about that, what you're calling me, you said World of Warcraft.
It's a small throne room.
Dance! Dance, boy!
It's a small throne room. With an empty throne, a nice-looking red rug, and a few pillars, and a door heading off to the north.
Okay.
I go up with him. I'm immune to death magic.
Dispel. Did you fail, Ryan? What's up, Fire?
You haven't been
hang out here.
Like,
we'll be back.
Good.
Could help us if he really wants to kill this kid.
Cheese.
I think he really
you
wants
want
to
spend a bandy on me?
Cheese.
I win.
Sharp.
You have not cast your Glimmer spell yet, so I win.
By the way, your comprehend has worn off.
I know.
I got a 17 on search.
You are positive that there are no traps on this door.
Alright.
You would stake your own life on it.
I'll just go ahead and open it.
Okay, the door slides on open.
Your unlife is very cheap.
It's a...
I suppose it's kind of expensive.
Hallway with a door.
500 gold pieces?
You'll notice that...
Bring him back to life.
There's kind of... There's little peepholes right here to look on in.
Peepholes
You mean looking on this way?
Yeah, looking into the throne room.
Is there anybody in there?
I can search the next door. I find new traps if there are any.
Okay. You are positive that there are no traps.
Okay. Hey, Tana, would you go look in that corner and see if there's a secret door?
Oh, I guess I have Death Ward on me.
Oh,
I
yeah. Could you roll a whole bunch of searches for me for all the rooms you've been in?
Behind it. Or beside.
So let me ask this question. Is there a point to rolling searches?
Not really.
Okay. I figure you remember when there is a secret door. You know,
dragon,
right?
Dragon, pop the dragon, Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z, one of the animes I've discovered where the dub is better than the sub, because Goku sounds like a girl.
Yeah. He is voiced by a girl.
An old woman, too.
Okay, remember that. He's voiced by a girl, and they don't, you know, this is one of the cases where they can't hide it.
It's a dining hall.
I think she also voices Gohan. And, like, one or two others.
It's fairly empty, fairly clean. And by empty, I mean sparse, not... It's fairly empty of people. It is empty of people, but it's a fairly sparse dining hall.
I got a 16 on the next one.
What do you roll up? 1?
4.
4.
Evie,
on D4.
Your last
baby.
What?
On D4.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we have to roll D4s on skill checks now. The DCs haven't changed, just we only get to roll a D4.
Well, once you get to high levels, you don't have very much range on success, do you? At least on contested skill check, you're still the same.
Kitchen. Pantry.
I go look in the pantry real quick.
It's actually got food in it.
Food or?
Food. Not, you know, weird, gross, like, severed human heads. It's food.
Yes, I'm in there.
It's probably the pantry.
Fire.
He's lighting the place on fire. Okay.
Okay.
We're not going to be able to get back out.
It's just a rug.
I don't want to be elf.
This room? You don't find anything?
That one's a 26.
We're milling about in the kitchen. This one? Okay, yeah. You do find something on that. That is a trap door.
A trap door?
It is a trapped door.
Oh, trapped door. Okay. I was like, it's a trap door? It just looks like a normal door to me.
That's why it's so confusing.
How many rooms
does
it make?
Disabled device.
10.
Failed.
Is I have Mastercraft plus one. These two.
What
failed.
Does that give you?
A 20.
20? You fail by 5, barely. Benny, going once, going twice.
I need to roll better than a 4.
You did.
Yes, I did.
What'd you get?
I got a 22.
22, okay, so you don't quite set it off.
Try again.
That's better.
Okay. You disable the trap. You open the door. You find it's a trapped door. There's no room beyond it.
It's
a solid wall.
Neat. Fun.
It is a trapped door.
Douchebag.
All right, move down the hall.
I would do that, totally.
I go with.
Ooh.
God, I can't.
No.
You
need to enchant the wall behind it to radiate, like,
God.
Strong.
I'm going
to
laugh. I'm going to laugh. This guy's like invisible.
So he's like, there's something all back there.
The orange one's definitely the good one.
I'm like saying this to as we're walking on.
Reroll.
Nineteen? Yeah.
There's no traps, but all it right. is locked.
Of course on opening the lock I do well.
I decided to find that there's no traps.
32,
you easily pop the lock.
Setting off.
You guys hear a bing 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 bing. You guys hear a spell go off in the room.
Okay.
Open the door.
And this is where we start initiatives.
Yay!
Can you put your phones in
there? How many rounds did it take?
That took a total of a minute and a half.
Alright, that buff's gone.
You get one of those rounds?
That? No, it lasted a minute.
Which spell?
Divine Favor.
That one, yeah. It lasts a minute.
A minute? I'm like, that minute per level?
It's a minute. Divine Favor is very fleeting.
Mummies!
3, 4 mummies, all waiting nice in line. This one's kind of standing over here. With the necromancer waiting way the fuck over here. And a mirror.
Oh, great.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and go the other way. Jessica, Stephen, Ryan, Amanda, Alec, Tyler, Stormhammer, Falstein, the mummies.
You know, speaking of divine favor, I think we've lost GM 15. Favor on our side of the table.
Huh?
15?
We're last in the
I don't care.
Stephen,
this time.
23.
Ryan.
What's your initiative bonus? Higher than mine.
I get to hang out with Stormhammer. 15. I don't care. Yeah.
Amanda?
Hang in.
Alec?
23 down.
Tyler?
I got 19. Hey, what's up?
You are hanging out.
We are hanging out together over there.
The mummies will.
The passage.
19. Falstaff. Wow. Or Falstein.
As Falstaff, I think, kind of screwed.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little. 40, like, damage.
Goes on an 18.
I'm going
are the mummies like down?
Yeah, they've got a plus 0. He's got a plus 1, you've got what, a plus 2?
3.
Okay. Well, top of the round, Alec.
Actually, it's
Steven.
He's around cover giving him plus 4?
Yes. So I will enforce doorways on this one.
Take it for now. Can I crit on the mummy?
Nope.
Does a 20 hit him?
Are you taking into account door?
No.
Okay, you will miss.
Alright, then taking account of door, which is 23.
No. No. Taking into account door?
That's taking... I got a 27.
Yes, you will hit.
Alright, so that means I got two hits with my sword and one with my Morning Star.
Awesome! Mummy D-Har!
That's 6 electric.
Okay. Then that one, I can't do anything.
8 bludgeoning.
Fire! Fire good!
Oh, half fire! Four,
9.
Has it been a day since we got attacked by the dinosaur?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. 12 slashing, and another... 9 slashing.
Okay. He has taken 16 in total. Alec!
I attempt to charge. I get the error message, path cannot be found.
What are you talking about? If this is WoW, you can just go straight through us.
We can all stack in this square.
I suppose I just tell them to pull back out so the rest of us can fight.
Wait, you can do
we have Death Ward.
Turn,
well, right? Tyler, does Death Ward stop you diseases?
Yeah, you can do a
90
degree.
Good.
Oh, crap.
Good.
I forgot what he's trying to stop Mummy Rock. I draw my... Well, I suppose I had my sword out. I command my shield to dance. Start radiating disco lights. And I hold.
Something about negative energy and such.
Tyler.
Like that.
Cast darkness. Run away.
When do you go? 15. I don't want to lose my initiative. I'm sorry, Jessica. You're not going to get the haste.
Cool.
Everyone hasted.
I'm way back here anyway.
Even not like mummies, a lot of us can do stuff right now, Jessica. We're kind of in a narrow passageway.
Yeah, so that's my
choice. Oh, that's cool.
Stormhammer, what? He'll drink his potion.
Can you break through the wall?
Mummies! Yeah. One will go ahead and attack you through the doorway. Yeah, that's a 21 that won't hit you normally. 22. He'll then go ahead and take his hasted action. And still miss. The other one will also take his time. 26.
That'll hit me. Unless he didn't take it. Oh, hey. Is this the one in the doorway?
No.
Oh.
Then he will just miss. And this one will swing at you, Stephen. Through the doorway.
Okay. Mummy rot bad.
What's your AC?
At least, I don't think you could become a carrier of mummy rot, Ryan.
One hit.
And then the door.
No.
I doubt it, because then I would waste away into sand.
I was one off and getting hit. Alright, good. I at least got one mummy rot. Okay, that's 13 points of damage and a fortitude save that you really, 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 really want to make.
Actually,
28.
One person can fail.
Okay, yes.
We have the ability to cure one person.
Okay.
You got 28.
28, you're fine.
I have break enchantment. He has removed disease.
So two.
That's one person.
That's
one. Oh, yeah, you have to need both of them.
Hey.
18.
You want to stand back and shoot your bow.
That's what I'm planning on.
In fact, shoot the people through the doorway because your bow is seeking, so cover.
It could be like right here.
Yeah, I was going to free fight that way.
Hit. Evie, quiet.
The fire elementals
with us. Yeah. No, wait, Monk, only
he can actually catch him on fire.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And he's immune to mummy rot.
Just non-magical? Or magical and
natural.
Okay.
Yeah, the paladin's immune to their diseases.
Yeah, the paladin's immune to all.
I think the two people we should have up there fighting are the paladin and the undead guy.
I'm good. Once I get mummy rot or get really injured,
we're gonna be like mummies.
Yes, well, we just hope that he's not a divine. Or, well, I got the cloak of turn resistance, but still,
it would be really funny if he just sits back there and goes like, "Inflict mass,"
or "You're not good, you're mass." Not good. Okay, so his caster level on this is going to be okay. Targeting a square he can see. 1, 2, 3, 4. He is not good. So getting all those people. You'll only need to save. Unholy Blight.
Will save?
Will save.
I think our will saves are slightly lower. We're not good, right?
Yes.
What is the D?
No, actually, Unholy Blight is the one where they don't care about your alignment so long as you're not evil. It's another spell where it's based on your degree of evil.
Unholy Blight sucks.
What is the DC?
The DC is a powerful 18.
I rolled an 18 plus my will save, so I'm good.
I'm betting.
Okay.
Yes, 21.
Where's Marchman?
I surely don't see.
Using it.
Oh. Is it what I said?
I do have to worry. My what?
Well, like Greg and Chapman.
Oh, yeah, it will say. I'm sorry. I was thinking, you don't have a plus 10 for it?
Like, wait, do you care if I...
Yeah.
Six was wasted.
Hey, I've been underrepresenting my fortitude
then...
save.
Curse and then disease.
Mm. I have a 12, not an 11. Mm-hmm. Plus 3 con.
I failed.
You failed? Even with a Benny?
Yes.
Well,
it's a will save. She's a fighter.
Obviously, you're going to burn in hell forever.
You know what you need as a fighter?
Bulk of
resistance. Yeah. So she's still good save. It's just stupid.
What'd you get, Ryan?
I got a whole, 12.
You will take 16? You will take 16. You made yours?
Yes.
So you will take half. You will take 8.
I have evasion. Can't I evade the unholy blight?
I evade with my mind! And then the fire elemental.
So I take 8.
He'll take 8.
Hmm?
Oh no, I'm sorry, he's evil. Never mind.
Yet, fire elemental, you should totally go burn those mummies.
Mm-hmm. I will.
I'll go ahead and roll for little fire elemental.
Yes.
What's your initiative, fire elemental? Your initiative's a 19.
Hey, just like everyone else.
But he's definitely faster than all of you.
So plus 7 initiative.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus 8. So will he go down?
No, he's holding. There's no point for him to go.
Oh.
Yep. Just.
There's a line of people in the way.
Jessica.
Prayer.
Plus 1 to hit and damage.
Could have actually done it from way back there.
Right.
I don't know if everyone would be in radius, but...
I think it's actually a...
Tumble to the pillow.
40 foot.
That's a
radius.
Pretty high DC.
Send it on me.
How high is it?
27.
It's not...
Within 30.
Yeah, it's not like haste.
There is no square for you to be able to get around them. You are tumbling through the square.
I have to go through them. It doesn't matter.
Yep. It's a 27 because you are tumbling through a doorway onto a bed.
That's 12.
Okay.
But tumbling onto beds is so fun.
It is fun,
could
but it's
I go,
too higher.
Could I go to the other side then, where there is no bed?
It's still a 27, because you're tumbling through a door.
It's not
okay.
Where you're tumbling
okay.
In.
Well, no, he just said onto a bed, so I didn't know if it affected anything.
No, not really.
Okay.
No, he actually goes under the bed.
No.
Three attacks of opportunity.
Hmm? Oh. Passenger
yes.
Threatened square, 3 people.
Dark one is the one who has no penalties, so I'll go ahead and roll that. No. One will hit.
Which means he stops your tumble.
You'll take 11.
Okay.
Make concentration, Ryan.
Yeah, it's your con, I think.
Yeah, it's
con. Undead can't concentrate!
I crit.
Oh. So that's a 20. You will need...
He uses his charisma in place, doesn't he?
Yes. So let's see, you need a DC...
So it's 23.
Mm-hmm.
10 plus damage dealt is a 21.
He makes it.
Whew.
Did he want to?
No, I wanted to be there.
Okay.
You were just wondering if it was easier.
Yes, because he mentioned that it was over the bed, so I didn't know if it helped anything.
Concentration is awesome.
I'm going to stay here and hope she can fight forward so the fire elemental.
Yes, you can make one.
The reason why monks have concentration.
Back so the fire elemental can get.
Front, forward, or back, I don't care.
A fire elemental can go now, it's not a problem.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to get up and fight, but that mummy rod is not nice.
Eh. 18.
I can make 4.
You will miss.
Okay.
Now, did you add in flank?
No. 20.
You will miss.
Which mummy were you attacking?
Yeah, Amanda.
That's a flank.
Shoot.
Fire!
I can't get one attack.
Two.
Because you're haste.
She can actually get 3.
3, because haste.
Did you cast it? Yeah, you did.
Just be sure to make which one is your secondary attack. Okay, so that
secondary.
One's like...
Plus 9.
Plus 9, the other two are plus 14s?
Yeah.
Sure.
Plus 10, plus 14. Because of haste.
whatever.
We have 5 minutes, Andre, if you want to finish before midnight.
Does 21 hit?
Yes. No. Yes. Yes.
21. Seeking and...
Oh, okay. That clock is 5 minutes behind then.
It's 19.
Yeah. 19 will miss.
Or 10 minutes, actually.
It will get stuck in his
mind. Did you remember haste, bard song, and prayer? Too.
Yes.
Okay.
Only I got 2 out of 3 hits. That's, okay. I think, pretty good.
Any more dates?
Any more. Okay. Thank you.
Do you have to go to do something tomorrow?
No. Elsa told me to get done by midnight.
Okay. Cool.
30. He takes 30.
Okay, so he'll take 20.
DR's a bitch.
Ooh.
They have DR against everything except flaming attacks?
No. They have DR against all physical. They've got your DR, except better.
Because they have 5.
However, they've got a movement of 20.
And I level my DR will go up to 2.
That's when you really do play the dwarf with the gun. 20. Shoot. 20. Shoot.
Poor mummies.
Dwarven defender.
Top
mummies.
Of the round.
Scary.
They can move, Steven. Actually.
I will stand here so
that they can catch up.
I actually, with all the bonuses and then fighting the dwarf, I have a +1.
I suppose let's put the dwarf on a carriage and then...
have the dwarf mount a...
If only I could crit.
They ride atop the ogre. I suppose it could have to be a large
size. Still like
ogre.
The dwarven defender mummies. You put him in one place.
Give him a drag.
He does not move, but you are not getting him out of there.
What you do is you put him around a corner in a cone of anti-magic.
Two of them obviously miss.
It disappears.
3 hits. So there's 3 electrical. 6.
Oh, I guess you can give him the greater spell immunity thing. It likes to make.
Okay, so
to, like,
3, and then how much bludgeoning?
6.
So 1.
That makes
they have 10 DR against something?
12 and 7.
Ugh.
Ah. Slashing.
Did my fire?
How does a spell make you immune to anti-magic?
Doesn't make you immune to anti-magic.
So okay.
Both of those, Andre?
Yes, I got them all. Alec.
Couldn't the fire elemental
The Alec fire elemental is holding. The fire elemental, while good against mummies, is not going to stand there and get beaten to death for you guys.
He has intelligence 6.
That's right.
I'm hasty.
Doesn't mean I have poor wisdom.
I'm hasty.
Duh.
So I move here.
Okay, you're good.
Take a swing.
Schwinger.
Power attack of 5.
Okay.
Plus 10 prayer, Bart's on haste, so plus 13. Plus 15. 22.
You will hit.
Okay.
Yes.
Fail. 7. 14.
You will awaken.
16 points of damage.
16 points of damage.
Okay. Then I will tumble back to my previous position with my hasted action.
How on? AC 17. You're fine.
I make it. I have no problem with that!
Tumble forward, hit, tumble back.
No, Tyler. I just tumbled forward since I didn't get a power. I didn't get an aggro
cooney. Okay, mental hold. Steven. Stormhammer. He'll do it for the good of the team.
Isn't he immune?
God damn it!
Spike, 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 Spike.
Keep going.
He's only got so many.
Yeah.
Whiff.
Does he get his own bennies?
No, not right now. He has one benny, but he's going to save it for the mummy rot.
Isn't he immune to
it? He's immune to disease.
Okay, he's going to save that on the remove disease check. Because there is a check on that.
Okay, I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a DC 20 caster level check.
Sadly, I don't think he can crit
on
mummies.
At least this isn't Pathfinder, where it's his paladin level -3.
18 touch that mummy?
Yes. It touches him dirty.
Is he on fire now?
Ooga! Ooga!
It does 1.5, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
that's a lot of ones, dude.
My D6 is going to be. I have more than one Benny left.
I have
2. You want to spend a Benny on a burning on a scorching ray?
Well, how much damage did he do?
That's 10, 22, 33 points of damage.
Are you content with that damage, Tyler?
I might have spent a penny on it.
Okay. That's the mummy's turn.
Where did his points go?
It's right here.
Oh, okay. I'm like, where did his points go? He disappeared!
Cycle!
Bastards.
Smart.
That's a paladin, so there's no point in swinging on him.
At least you don't realize you're undead yet. Hey.
Critical failure.
He succeeds the fortitude check. He does not strain his muscle.
rip his claw.
I will get one hit on you.
His muscle falls out.
And you will take 11. Wow, that keeps failing.
Andre, if I could have crit on him, I would have done normal damage and normal damage of a random energy type.
Okay.
I go over here to Falstein.
It would have been fire.
Tumble's half movement, right?
Yep.
Damn it.
And here comes the scroll that you've all been waiting for.
Time stop.
Inflict light mass.
Yay.
It's not targeting you.
What? Bastard.
Will save.
Yeah.
I got a 20.
20.
Yes, you guys are more than fine. Alright, all his dudes will heal. 14.
Well, Ryan,
you guys can take 7.
Apparently he's not targeting me.
Oh. Amanda, you will take 7.
Oh, I take half?
Layla's half. With good fucking kills.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then, with his hasted action, he can't cast a spell. Does he have anything that's mildly useful that won't put him directly next to the ghoul? Nobody will take a free 5, so the ghoul will at least have to tumble to him. He throws his Mastercraft dagger at you.
I know the feeling. I think I did that earlier in this campaign.
And he will just hit you.
Alright, that's exactly what happened to me, too. I do D4 plus 1.
I think you did that on Akira more often than anyone else.
Ha! I'm hasted. I'm like, what am I going to do? Crossbow? No.
Alright, Jessica.
You are going to die.
That's what the rogue keeps doing. The rogue keeps tumbling in and taking all the hits while the fighters are standing back here going, Mummy run!
I'm a coward with a fortitude save plus like 15.
Mummy run, stop!
I only have a 12 fortitude. You know what? Jessica has... I think every one of Jessica's saves is better than mine.
No, her reflex matches yours.
You want to know what my fortitude is?
What?
3.
Yeah.
It'll take up all my.
I can't move in there. It is literally impossible.
I can still shoot.
It's not literally impossible.
29 to be over
now
here.
I can.
Yes.
Previously,
yes, it will.
That's double moving. Next to the ghoul. So I
tumble.
That's magic on him.
Don't worry, I'll be coming in and helping out here soon, too. Ryan, would you like to squeal a little for me, please?
You can drink a potion, but you'll have, like, 2 attack of food.
Squeal like a pig!
That's okay. As long as I get this one thing in and, like, roll well at some point.
Alright, so this is belonging to that guy. This belonging to that guy.
Okay, so there's a hurt guy next to me.
Yes, he has taken 19.
I will shank him 2 times.
A carmine.
And then off and bite him.
Hello.
Touch of idiocy.
Sweet.
I took undead levels.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Does a 23 hit?
Here's I cheated.
Here's a free level.
Okay. two crits on the guy that...
What's this for? Turning on the party members?
Is that blaming?
Yes! Hold on, let me teach you how to permeate first. We can kill them later.
Did you take any dirge levels?
Right. I was tempted a while back.
That one will hit. That one will not. Okay.
There were a few monsters that I had to do revisions that didn't make it into this dungeon. Like, there was going to be zombie shock troops with a dirge singing in the background.
Brain! Brain! Brain!
A bunch of awakened zombies.
Okay.
I was looking forward to that.
It's on a mummy, though.
Would you make them unkillable?
Yeah, no, I'd just make them intelligent and fast.
Holy crap, fast zombies are from Left 4 Dead.
I felt that. You did.
Actually, what is this?
What?
What is this D6?
Got zombie bullshit on that. You know that would have been quoted, Andre.
You only burst on crits, dude.
I crit two times.
He crit twice.
Okay.
So these are both...
You add them together and then do one of them.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Okay. I was thinking...
But yeah. I caught some bullshit on that.
And 12, so... 6...
18.
This will be an epic way to go out, right?
34. 18 plus 2 from the dagger.
20. This is why I think I like Warhammer Fantasy. There's no adding. Am I under 40%?
38.
Okay, and then plus...
Gotta ask DM, is it easy check? No, I fail.
50.
Oh, wait.
50 points of damage to the hurt guy.
Okay, he'll take it. He's up to 69.
So what it is...
Ow!
And... 10 to the guy in front there.
The guy who looks vaguely like Venom.
This one?
Yeah, yes. I bit him.
No! Okay, so he's got 5. Got it. You get an interesting taste in your mouth.
You have a sense of taste?
Very dusty.
Yeah, of course I do.
He's actually had a few of his senses back since the rod's been shoved up his ass.
Oh.
Oh.
Amanda.
Remember you said you had pain?
Bang, bang, shoot.
He's been getting a few of his senses back.
The Hulk looking guy.
This guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still maintaining it more like Venom.
So this is my offhand, so that plus 9. 20 won't hit.
20 will not hit.
This will not hit. This plus 14. 25.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 hit.
Right.
6.
So 1.
1.
Oh, the pain. Okay, very top of the round now.
Very top of the round is Steven.
21, adding all minuses and bonuses.
That's the doorway?
Yep.
Okay, you will just hit.
I will Benny my natural 1. Alright, that one will hit. And, but... 28. That's missed. 25.
Ooh.
And 19.
19 will miss. I kind of figured, you know, after I said 21 just hit, you know.
2 electrical. 9 bludgeoning.
But this is Steven, so now we're up to
12. 12.
11 slashing.
So 6. 12
slashing.
6.
So
13 slashing.
Did you add 1 or 2 to that? Or is that like 11?
Wait, and then
12,
add
3 13.
To all of those.
No.
Well, add 1 to each of those, so 3 total.
Mm-hmm. Just go move on, Andre. I'll do it.
I rolled 6, 7, Alex. 8 for damage.
Okay. I will tumble here.
To that square?
I succeeded on the check with a 24.
Is that a 27? No, he's not.
I'm not tumbling through a guy.
Through an enemy.
Okay.
You're tumbling through a guy.
That was one movement, so I have 2 attacks. 5 power attacks, so 2 plus 13s. If I could crit, well, I wouldn't, because this is my long greatsword.
So, yeah, there's nothing to complain about, is there?
I wasn't complaining, I was just commenting.
If I could crit, I wouldn't have.
18 plus. Let me roll here.
Wow, the highest roll you got was on your d6.
Yeah, I know. I'm failing right now.
Oh, the witch.
It's okay, evidently my last round made up more.
Plus.
2 great.
18. 36 points of damage.
36, so he's up to 58 now.
That would actually be 26 because it's...
You're right. Good job. Thank you. Bam. Okay. Fire elemental. Yeah, no. Okay, Tyler.
You're not being helpful.
I'm a CR1. Fuck off.
I feel his pain. I'm not complaining. I suppose I'll just try and do it the last turn on that one. Let's roll well.
Won't hit.
You sure?
Turn left. Yeah, yeah.
It's a turn left.
He has plenty of turns left, or rebukes left. He's used one.
I don't know how many 19. Clerics get per day. For all like I know, they get one per day.
It's, let's see. 15 after the
clerics door close combat their turns stuff. In the day.
Did you take into account the door?
No.
Okay, so on the left. Yeah.
Eleven touch?
No, well not. Mummies have a low touch, but not quite that low.
And that was to get rid of my one. And the other one does hit.
But mummies have less of your die.
Yes.
You
might be able to get one at least.
Yeah, that's like more than my last roll.
20. Nice. So that'll be 30 on this guy, which will put him up to 78.
So we'll just go back over here.
Why aren't you dead yet?
Because I took lots of feats that make them harder to kill.
Sure.
Because mummies are good.
Stormhammer. Swing, bada, 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 bada. He will hit, and he will finish him off.
Thank you.
Yay. Does he cleave on the...
Ha! Does he supreme cleave, then?
He'll take his secondary attack. Missing.
Damn.
Take his hasted attack.
Missing.
Come on.
He'll burn his hero point.
Benny. Waste of a Benny. Should have been
used. Waste of a Benny. Well, that's what I get for trying to help people. Okay. This one will attempt to sucker punch you.
Hey.
Please don't hit.
27?
Interpose. Interpose!
On him? Yeah, that still makes it a 25. Oh no, 26. Cause
haste.
Yeah.
You still hit.
You're gonna hit, Andre.
It doesn't matter.
17.
How much you go down?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I got one! Make your mummy rush it. Okay. These two only have one target, so they'll swing at Stormhammer. Oh!
Fuck. He's immune to disease.
Yeah, tell me about it, but that's gonna be three hits, which is not pleasant.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez!
He disapproves!
Alright, He dents his helmet pretty damn nastily. Alright, so that'll be 4d6 plus 54.
Oh!
Because it's plus 13 times 4.
Eevee.
Okay. 60. 873. Bonk.
Did you hit him in the head or something?
Yeah. You can see... the thing is armor dent. He literally slammed him in the helmet, and the helmet actually did cave in.
Huh.
It's okay. I would have done the same thing.
Okay, Jessica, you need to get five, Ryan back up.
Five.
You need to get Stormhammer back up.
Okay, he doesn't have any more of those nice scrolls around, so he will go ahead and draw... that spell for inflict critical wounds.
On one of the mummies?
On the mummy who's taken 69.
Fuck.
Just remember, guys, this is the easy one.
66.
Caster level.
208.
7. Okay, so... he will heal 24.
Okay.
Okay, so that puts him down to 45.
What type of armor is this guy wearing?
Him?
Yeah.
None.
Okay, that makes my decision much easier.
I'm probably gonna.
He's probably
the doorway
buffed
is
to hell,
right
but
here or right here.
It's right.
The world choice
for the
Paladin is. We need to hopefully finish this fast.
Okay.
It's
Falstein. Jessica. You have one round to get Ryan.
Blitz critical.
Flex series.
She doesn't have critical yet.
Yeah, I don't have critical.
6, 11.
Plus 6.
17!
Okay.
You heal exactly what you took.
Yep.
Owie.
Wait, what, am I speaking with Dave?
Are you okay? Oh, well, I technically see.
Okay, Ryan.
Ryan, speaking of...
I stand up, pick up the dagger, and throw it.
The Mastercraft dagger?
Go ahead. Right back at Folsen?
Yes.
He will have some cover due to his minion.
I hope I hit them, if not hit
No,
them.
You don't.
It doesn't matter, because I got a lot. I got 28.
You will hit Folsen.
Does he get a sneak attack?
No. Folsen has been expecting this for a while now.
He's had time to buff.
Yes, he has.
He takes 6.
Wait, he's been prepared.
Why am I going to charge him? Steven, you need to charge the necromancer.
He's human.
Yeah, I'm totally going to go charge him right in front of the mummy.
No.
Right. Oh, there's a mummy there. I don't want to. I'm sorry, that's all I keep hearing. Amanda.
Andre, they're respecting their mummy.
Well, no, 29 guess. I could do it.
The guy with the draining touch attack.
So I can see where I'm. Okay, I can see the necromancer from here.
Yep.
What is that bad? If I'm standing in the doorway.
He can't heal
anyone.
Just go.
Anyone?
3-5. Go back 5 feet.
Can I stand in this little corner here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It will be at a -2 because you are considered
awkward. Squished.
No, it's squished basically.
Even with my seeking bow,
you have a -2. Okay. It has nothing to do with concealment. It has nothing to do
it's
with.
It's because your arm can't.
It's because you're having trouble shooting.
Yeah, although
it's
the wall. Okay. So -2. So
yes, you're still gonna hit
8.
Miss with the thing. Hit with the other two probably.
And hit with these two. Two hits on him.
Okay.
10 plus. 20.
He will take 20. He will not like it, but he will take it. Hop of the round, Steven.
I will do the stupid heroic thing. I'm going to move over. No, I'm going to move over to the necromancer.
Right, like that?
Yep.
Can't you move through the squares with us in them? Around?
Can I move through?
He'll still get attacked.
He'll still get one here.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter which way he goes.
Missing. Oh, son of a...
Of course.
Missing.
Hey, it makes him burn him.
Missing.
Your last Benny.
Missing.
Okay.
I guess it was decreed.
I get a 4-round attack on the,
I couldn't roll above a 10.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Behold, you have my ruling.
Jessica, go ahead.
Does a... Let's see, I get a +...
Right on, Ray.
Does a 27 hit him?
Yes.
So that's critical, if I can crit on him.
Yeah, he's human.
Okay, that's with the longsword. 24?
Yep.
Yeah, that'll tie on 24. So is that one. And Morning Star does not have a threat in range.
That's right.
So that's 5 hits.
There's your mommy there! I want it!
Steven, you do double damage and 2d6 non-lethal damage.
Right!
There's your mommy there!
So, double damage and 2d6 non-lethal.
Uh-huh. Let's see if his 21 hit point can take
this. I think he falls down dead.
Due to the fact that I have +7 damage against him with every one of these...
He's dead.
There's your mummy there.
Dead.
I don't want to go.
Yes, but now I'm going to go down.
Yes, you are, you son of a bitch.
I think that guy's dead, dead. Dead,
like
dead,
dead,
dead.
Dead.
He is dead.
He made sure of it.
I wasn't doing... I did 2d6 non-lethal. The rest of it was.
You cut, like, a circle in his chest and, like, stuck his heart and pulled it out. That's what you did.
Take down the mummies. Okay.
The non-lethal was on the
3-5 forward. Please kill them.
Actually, the non-lethal comes from pain. The name of the card was Pain and Simple.
That's quite. It would be quite painful having your heart cut out, wouldn't it?
cut his heart out, then killed him.
Attack for 5 again, so plus 15 on my main primary attacks, and plus 10 on my other one. 26?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hit with all 3.
Yay!
Okay. Two more D8, a D8, and two more D6.
Kill him. Kill him dead.
Please. Wow.
It's a lot of ones.
Yeah, it is. Okay. 27 plus 9 each... Ten each time. Plus an additional 10 from each attack since I was power attacking. So 20, 40, 60... 87 minus 15 is 72 points of damage to him.
Thank you!
Tyler.
Sadly, you don't have it.
I have power attack, but I decided cleave wasn't worth it. I'm not regretting my other feat choices.
That's fine.
You are your feat and not... Hey, in one level, you can get another feat.
Improved toughness or something. The one that gives me an additional DR.
Oh, okay.
Improved damage reduction?
It's...
Because improved toughness is like toughness.
I already have that one. I know.
It's improved toughness is a point per level, actually.
26.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I said it's
you
like
will tough. Awaken.
Slightly better than toughness, but yeah.
Sorry, Steven.
Sorry, I can't save the helmet.
That's okay. Either I make a new character or I'll face your heroic death.
Two hits. Wait, you're 24?
25. Haste.
No, okay. I bet you. Alright, so I did get 3 hits on you. But I have been cheating my mummies this entire time.
Let's see, there's more than 29 points.
I dare those mummies to cheat.
Alright, so let's see. This is plus 39.
Yeah.
Whoo, Billy!
We're going to need your wand, probably.
45... 51... 53!
How negative are you, Steven?
Hold on, let me find out.
Probably actually can't save you.
25
points. I am 24 points negative, and I have a 14 con, so I'm down 10.
I can save you. I don't know if it's wise to do that, though. Because of where you're at. I didn't have tumble.
Jessica.
Come on, use Ray of Healing.
There's a spectral hand that I could actually use to heal from range.
Oh, really?
Here.
Muscle of feet.
Oh, you already have
I
your
have two.
Okay.
Jessica hoards bennies.
You whore bennies?
26 concentration.
You succeed in concentrating.
Well, wait, what am I concentrating for? I don't know. right, I should have a potion in his throat. I'm like, wait, what am I concentrating for? I'm casting a spell.
You heal 10.
That was... Sounding.
So, you're not going to die now, I think?
He's at death's door, stabilized.
I am literally down 14, I have 14.
That's what
gone.
I said. He's at
you used
death's
a potion
door,
next to him, he will get an attack of opportunity, just so you know.
What is it? I don't care.
With 14,
16, Alternatively, she could have used the concentration to use a wand on him.
Indeed.
Whatever.
Same with Fred.
Anywho.
Yes.
Ryan.
Kill the mummies?
That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Firebolt?
I'm a CR1.
He's gonna hang back there. And hang
you,
back.
You know what I'm hearing from him right now? Hey, it's a mummy!
CR1.
Honestly, I really don't care. He can sit back there.
He's a CR1.
He'll come through after we're done and burn the bodies.
True, we are a bunch of CR11s, I think, at this point.
Yes, you are. You're a group of 6 CR11s.
Drink a potion, free 5, and stab 1.
Statistically speaking, you should be able to take on small armies by yourselves.
until you up the level of small everyone in a small army to level 5.
Well, see, here's the thing. Trained professional troops are level 5.
conscripts are level, like, three or four commoners.
Oh, okay. Warriors. So I one-shot most of them without even trying.
If they're human, I want
if they have had 10 years experience as a soldier, yes. They are a level 5 warrior.
They're also, I'm like, 18. Okay.
No, they'd be more like 25, 26.
19, it's an anime.
You can go to hell.
Grizzled War, 19.
Shouldn't it be more about... Whack, 25 whack. Is right, 25, 26. 10 years experience, because they go in about 15, 16.
Mm-hmm. Makes you kind of sad, doesn't it?
No.
I hit both times.
It makes me realize about society today.
You took my
D6. We wait until you're 18, then you can start becoming a 10-year veteran.
You can't drink yet.
You can't drink yet. You can die. You can't drink.
You can die for your country. Can't drink. 10. You can smoke.
You can smoke.
Can't drink. 18.
We're just not sure you're 24. Ready for responsibility.
24 to the...
You're ready to have a gun.
You'll take 14.
But you're ready for responsibility to kill.
Okay, top of the rounds. Steven, you're negative 14. Alec. After they had a nice curb stomping of Steven.
Oh, by the way, you'll need 2 14 saves.
Three.
3 14 saves.
20.
Fail.
7.
Well, it doesn't matter on those other two then.
Does a 15 hit?
And that's Steven.
15 will not hit.
22. I thought it was 20.
I thought it was less than that.
Me too. I'm just giving it.
Okay, you think you're fine. Okay, we'll wait
we'll
till...
We'll find out in a minute or so.
We'll wait a minute and find out.
Hopefully it wasn't 25.
No. I don't think it's that bad.
You wouldn't have been able to make it if you were human.
14, 15...
I can't make it.
20... What is your fortitude? 3,
6...
Oh, yeah, if you get 20.
Plus 40...
If it was a 25...
53 points of damage to him after
his
DR. I
couldn't even make it. I'd be two off.
Oh.
By the way, thank you for giving that guy a Bane Undead Longsword.
Hmm. Remember, I'm just trying to kill you all. I'm not a kind and considerate GM. I just look to screw you over. Isn't that right, Alec? Tyler.
Dick.
Is the guy awake?
Yes, he is.
Okay. I will... Flame up the other mummy.
Flame on!
Yep.
You turn invisible.
Wait.
26.
I just think you barely touch him. You get really, really close and
sorry,
you just leave.
It's actually 22. I forgot the melee.
Oh.
Okay, there you go. That's better.
See, that's why I was keeping my bennies, because now I'm out, and I need that last one from Omira. And hopefully I made it.
I doubt it.
Let's see.
Am I? That's
22.
Well, both the people we need to get you up are here. I just hope Tyler can still cast Break Enchantment.
You'll have to wait till tomorrow.
You'll have to survive until tomorrow, but you have to make a check every minute, so...
I can do it!
That one.
Okay.
Fire, good! And I will help...
You did lots of damage.
Yeah.
I'll help, what's his face up? Stormhammer. Since I have other actions that are not being used.
28.
Is my AC.
Plus your...
35.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Wow, 11 plus 26 is 37.
Two 14s. You can kill a party member yet, Andre. Because you're just on the level.
Andre, if you had done one more point of damage to me, I would be dead.
That's right.
How does that make you feel, Steven?
Very fragile.
If they had a dirge singer, you would be totally dead by now.
Right.
Right. Right.
28 and 26. Right. Okay, you feel fine for a minute.
Dead. Not a Donna.
Jessica.
The DC is one higher than you can roll.
Is it 34?
But my special class ability lets me get exactly what I need whenever I roll.
Therefore you fail, because you always get one higher than you need.
Yeah, I know. So my rolls keep getting one higher, and it just keeps...
What? Searing Light? Yes, that'd be fantastically useful. Yes.
That's true.
It would hurt him a lot.
It would be like, what, 3d8?
Plus, like, it's also fire. Mm-hmm. So it hurts him a lot. Mummies don't like it, so do vampires.
So don't vampires, you mean?
And vampires love it.
Yeah, they do. Ow! Oh, yes! It hurts so good.
Do it again! This is gonna be
you need to be a range. No, he doesn't.
Okay. Remember, we're now gonna have this posted on the internet.
Right, range. What is my range?
Yeah, we'll test that part out.
8+4 is exact same. Okay, right now. Mm-hmm. At least, because I buffed myself. 16, 22.
You will touch. Touch him dirty.
So it's just, what, 3d8 and...
1.5, yes.
Nice.
What'd you get, Jessica?
75.
That's 30 points of damage.
Okay.
Because it's 20, then 1.5.
Yay, they burned to death!
Right.
Okay, you guys have successfully defeated the Necromancer, and we'll deal with getting back next time. I'll go ahead and start doing loot and EXP.
Bye-bye, internet people.
And that's where we'll end tonight.
Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition. Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.